This is the Humboldt Earthquake Hotline on Tuesday, July 23rd at 7:55 a.m. A magnitude 2.6 earthquake occurred yesterday at 10:06 p.m. local time. It was in the Mendocino Triple Junction area, 14 miles east of Petrolia. Elsewhere in the United States, a 3.2 yesterday at 11:23 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time. It was near the south coast of Hawaii, 3 miles south-southeast of the town of Pahala. A 3.0 yesterday at 8:44 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time in west-central Idaho, 10 miles southeast of McCall, felt at McCall. A 4.2 yesterday at 9:31 p.m. Central Daylight Time in west Texas, 53 miles south-southwest of Carlsbad, New Mexico. Reported felt in southeastern New Mexico and in West Texas as far away as El Paso. It was followed by a 3.2 at 1:50 a.m. today. A 4.9 yesterday at 10:38 p.m. Central Daylight Time. It was in west central Texas, 58 miles west-northwest of Abilene, followed by a 4.4 8 minutes later, a 3.1 at 11:56 p.m., and a 3.0 at 5:19 a.m. this morning. This earthquake cluster was 232 miles east-northeast of the earlier 4.2 in West Texas, and not directly related. The larger earthquakes in this swarm near Abilene were felt by many in central Texas and the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The 4.9 was felt by some as far away as Houston and Oklahoma City. This is the first time in the era of modern seismic recordings that three earthquakes in the magnitude 4 range have struck Texas in one day. These are all considered induced earthquakes related to the disposal of drilling waste fluids in deep wells. A 4.9 today at 12:17 a.m. Alaska Daylight Time, south of the Alaska Peninsula, 80 miles southeast of Perryville. A swarm of earthquakes began yesterday at 11 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time, centered near the south coast of Hawaii, with activity peaking between noon and 2 p.m. Over 190 earthquakes were detected near the Kilauea summit, including 11 in the magnitude 3 range. The largest was a 3.5 yesterday at 12:07 p.m. Hawaii Standard Time. All of these earthquakes are centered in the upper rift, east rift zone of Kilauea, in an area 2 to 11 miles south to southeast of the town of Volcano. The larger earthquakes were felt in Volcano and Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. Kilauea is not currently erupting. The current alert level is an advisory, meaning the situation could change at any time. Hawaii Volcanoes National Park has temporarily closed some areas of the park. Elsewhere in the world, a 5.7 yesterday at 19:19 Greenwich Mean Time, followed by a 5.6 at 20:17, both located offshore just south of the Panama-Costa Rica border, 31 miles west-southwest of the city of David, Panama. These earthquakes were felt in western Panama and in central and southern Costa Rica. No damage has been reported. This information is preliminary and may change. It has been compiled in part from data supplied by the U.S. Geological Survey, Berkeley Seismology Laboratory, California Institute of Technology, and other regional seismic networks associated with the Advanced National Seismic Network. This message is updated every morning or more frequently when significant North Coast or major global earthquakes occur. This is Lori Dengler for the Humboldt Earthquake Education Center and Cal Poly Humboldt. Thank you for listening.